Welcome to the show, Jakob.
Hey, Noelle. Thanks. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So, Jakob, what is going on?
Connor McCahill, the McCahill family, real estate developers, which also owns On the Narrows Marina, kind of at the Narrows Bridge between Big Glen Lake and Little Glen Lake, and have a marina there. They want to purchase the Crystal Harbor Marina. This is at a ecologically sensitive and loved spot right on Fisher Lake. The McCahill family wants to redevelop and build a new marina, a state-of-the-art marina. Current marina is wooden and old and antiquated. They also want to build housing units. They want to build 14 high-end homes right on Fisher Lake, condos, high-end condos with parking spaces, and 12 what they're calling affordable or workforce housing units as well.
Okay, let's talk about the workforce housing first. What did people say last week? There was a meeting on January 2nd, mm-hmm. last Thursday, about this in particular, where the McCahills came in and talked to the public about it. What are people saying about the workforce housing versus the high-end housing?
Some said that, you know, given the very seasonal nature of the need for employment in Glen Arbor, it's the summer and the fall seasons, really, attempt to build affordable housing year-round. Another point of opposition was questioning how the McHales could keep these units affordable, given that they're so close to the high-end units, so close to the water. The market would seem to indicate that these could go for much more than affordable prices.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, and so when people were talking about just the development of housing in general, what were they saying?
A lot of the opposition and those who spoke up on January 2nd in the evening were those our neighbors who live on Fisher Lake, who live on the Crystal River, and they were very concerned of the density this could bring to a small body of water.
Okay. And, you know, I understand that McCahill will have to go through a bunch of different processes as he looks at this proposed development that he wants. Once he gets approval from the state regulators, he'll have to go to the Glen Arbor Township. What is your sense of what they will do with this?
I don't know yet. I talked to an official at Eagle. It's unclear to me how likely it is that Eagle would let this go forward or whether he'd have to scale back the plan. But certainly they'd have to get permission from Eagle, state permission. They'd have to get permission from the Leelanau County Road Commission because they're putting in parking spots. Inevitably, as was also pointed out on January 2nd, there would need to be overflow parking, probably on the public roads, on Dunn's Farm Road, on Fisher Road. And then they would formally go to the Glen Arbor Planning Commission, which if they approve it, it would go to the Township Board for a vote. And there's going to be opposition, public opposition, a lot of it throughout this. This is going to make a lot of noise.
Yeah, and this is just the infancy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Jakob, my last question for you is, why should people care about this if you don't live in Glen Arbor? If you, in our region, if you're not right where this is happening, why is this of importance to anyone outside of that area?
Yeah, I think this is a microcosm of a much, 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 much bigger story, which is probably a Northern Michigan-wide story. We live in an amazingly beautiful place. The best thing we have going for us is our nature. The fine line of whether to preserve or develop. You know, that's a lot of what my newspaper covers. That's a lot of what the most substantive debates around here are about, to develop or to preserve. And this is a microcosm of that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us in studio today, Jakob.
Thank you.